Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't you paint up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mind is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Yeah. Look it up. Vocab in your bloody manifold. Yeah, I've been making these records like I'm very mental. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Yeah. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out their mental catacombs. Yeah. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. Yeah. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a tone. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. Yeah. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. Uh-huh. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
Over. I don't think. Let me see if I can hear myself. All right. Let's see. Right. All right. There we go. All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Thursday, March the 21st of 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So if somebody could text me, Sister Eleanor or Brother Jasper, if you could text me and see if you can hear me okay before we get started. Yeah, I want to make sure that my sound is coming through okay, because I can't, usually I can pick it up, I can't hear myself, so I want to make sure that the sound is coming through okay. So if I can get somebody to text me real quick before we get started, and let me know that the sound is coming through okay. Got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. And let's see. All right, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. And bear with me one moment. I'm just checking on my sound and make sure that my sound is coming through. Thank you very much, Sister Ella. Appreciate that. All right, so we got the thumbs up on the sound. Wow, So today is this is part two of the series that introduction to the series that we're going to be talking about later on tonight, which is the getting into the true esoteric history of mankind and planet Earth. Today's message is entitled "Death, Where Is Your Sting?" So we want to break down 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, really 54, 55, and I want to share with you my system that basically, hey, it's very difficult to find. One of the things that really, 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 really blew my mind today was actually a couple of days ago, one of my fairly new clients, Sister Martinette, had a friend who is her sister, if I got it correct, and her sister is also a doctor, and her sister is working on her book, working on her product. She's not a member, not a client. I think she's considering it, but as of yet, she's not a member or a client, but she does tune into some of the shows and stuff. And one of the things that Sister Martinette's sister, who's also a doctor, shared with me was, again, one of her products, services, information that she is working on that really resonated with my spirit, is really close to or similar to something I do. And the reason why I'm sharing this, because this is a part of the series, but it gets into the cosmology of the Big Three. So when we get to that part of the series where we break down the Big Three, but I want to introduce it on this public venue because a lot of people may not be on the private venue to hear as I break this down. But on the public venue, here I can talk about it a little bit because this is a problem that a lot of people have, and that is, you know, the inability to truly understand how disease works, because the human body is designed to live for eternity. We are designed to live for eternity. So we have to break that down so you can understand, okay, if we designed that way, how come we don't live that way? What's the issue? What's the concern? So when we look at the scripture, and, you know, it says in 1 Corinthians 15:54, where it says, when the perishable has been clothed with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true, or will come to pass: death has been swallowed up in victory. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Verse 55, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. And so one of the things that really blew me away, and again, I can't go into the details over this venue, but Sister Martinette's sister touched on it a lot inside of her book as well. And that's a lot of people. You guys know I talk about Royal Raymond Rife. I talk about Dr. Sabi. I talked about Dr. Maxwell Gershom. I talk about Jethro Kloss, Jethro Kloss in a book, Back to Eden. All of these talk about the same thing that I've been doing, especially what Dr. Sabi said, which is, again, if you remove the mucus out of the body, mucus is the source of the cause of all disease. But the problem is we have a difficulty understanding what that means. So I want to give you the formula for success today. And again, we're going to be breaking this down later on in the year in vivid detail with the exact specific, so that there is no disease known to man that can exist, because the human immune system, the body, this is science, as I will prove. Again, what I ain't going to prove, I'm just going to give you the resources of the doctors who long way before me have already proven this. And that is what I talked about yesterday, the word hydro. So hydrogen plus oxygen, it activates sodium and potassium. And we have sodium and potassium pumps. This sodium and potassium produces an electrical current, or the electrical city, or an electrical cell. Your cells become electrified. The electric cell produces power. So that's how the body moves. That's how the body runs. No disease can exist with that formula. It is biologically, it is cosmologically, and it is kingdomologically impossible. Let me say that again. I don't care what you got, what they told you got, what you think you got. That the only way you got it is because your perishable has not been clothed with imperishable. That's the only reason. The only reason is the perishable has not put on imperishable, that the mortal has not put on immortality. So it's talking about the spirit and the flesh. It's talking about both. And this ability, my brothers and sisters, to connect some kind of way with this process is the wherewithal. Disease cannot exist in an hydrogenated, oxygenated, sodium, potassium pumped, activated, electrical powered producing body. Impossible. It is not possible. So that means that you do not you're not doing the things to produce a oxygenated, hydrogenated, sodium potassium pump activated, electrical powered, melanated suit or body. That's the only way. That's the only way that you decay. It is biologically impossible to decay unless that process is not engaged inside the body. Thus, everything on earth is designed to make sure that process, you're not engaged in that process. The air that you breathe, the water, everything on earth is designed to ensure that process is not taking place inside of your body. And because they have set up a good system, that's the only reason why you DYE. That's what Yahushua came, the real Yahushua came, and that's what he did away with. He did away with the process of anthropy. Now, you and I have been taught that that's a natural state. That is not true according to the scripture that I just read. Because Yahushua took the keys of death and the grave. That's what the scripture says. Now, either we can believe what God says or we can believe what man says. So during this series and for the rest of this year, the biological component of what we're talking about, again, we're talking about the cosmological component, we talk about the biological component, and we're talking about the kingdomology component. Those are the big three, which we're going to be discussing starting tonight with the new series entitled, again, The True Esoteric History of Mankind or the Man-King. So mankind is man-king, but we've all been reduced to peasants because we don't understand the formula that makes us kings. Because we don't have keys to access our own kingdom. Because we're stuck on a plane that has or that was developed by extra terrestrials or additional dirts. This produces what is called death. Now, that was no such animal unless we don't take the keys. Because Yahushua, he went down and he did this already for you and I. So he took the keys. He took the keys. Now he gave those keys to you. Now let me make sure you understand, because when we look at the fact that Yahushua took the keys of hell and death from Satan. Now, I'm not making this up. This is actually inside of your Bible in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 17. Revelation, chapter 1, verse 17. So everything that we are doing, as I've been saying before, and I've been saying for the last 20 years, everything that you do on earth is not biblical. It's not spiritual. It's not from the forefather. It's from the little father. Now, the scripture also says that you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father, the devil, you will do. One of those words is, now remember, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Kill, that's another word for death. I don't know, just in case, somebody's out there like me, have a little trouble with the English language. Excuse me, I have to get some water. So kill and death, same thing. If you are connected with source, that should not happen to you. Even though it probably will happen to you because of the amount of anthropy you've already experienced before coming into the gnosis. So Yahushua has he has knowledge of that. Now, Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 says, Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. But he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. Number one cause of death is fear. Toxic environment. Walk around being scarred. That's why I don't do fear. Because that produces entropy. Remember, the number one cause of entropy, the number one cause of death, mental disposition. And again, I got a plethora of proof that we'll be breaking down for during the series. He put his right hand, represents power, represents, again, this process. What process? Hydrogen. You got to put hydrogen in the body. You got to put oxygen in the body. That activates the sodium-potassium pump. Once the sodium-potassium pump is activated, that produces electricity. Once the electricity is produced, that produces power. Since that process, if you don't have that process, then you D-Y-E. You do not D-I-E. Look at the definition of the word D-Y-E. You're going to see it means to, again, exit. Now, there is a hormone that is produced by the pituitary gland that forces the soul to leave the body. That again, I will prove it to you. There's a hormone that's produced by the pituitary gland. I was talking to my daughter, and she said that they were in their class in school. They said, yeah, her generation called it the destructive gene. The body self-destructs due to, it's like you're choking your cells. Your cells don't get no oxygen, and your cells don't get no hydrogen, no water. So the cells commit suicide. That's called cancer. So the cells turn on each other and they kill each other because they're dying anyway. So the cells start fighting amongst each other because there is no water and there is no oxygen. That's called disease. So every disease that's known to man, I don't give a damn what the name of the disease is, it's irrelevant. It's still, the body is not easy. The body's upset. But the reason that the body is upset is because you're choking it out. And you ain't giving it no water. And so what the body do, it just kills itself. The pituitary gland sends out a signal that says, we out, this dirt suit is done. And so the soul leaves the body before the dirt suit can die. This is all scientifically and biologically proven, as I would prove. So Revelations 1:18 says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. But he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. The living one. I was dead, and behold, I am now alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and of Hades. So Yahushua got the keys, and he gave them to you and me. Now, he's written these keys inside of the hearts and minds of his people. That's the reason I have a keys, kingdom, and a king. That makes up the kingdom mean as training center. Because that word comes from the Greek word K-L-E-I-O. That word means key. That means kilos. That's the thing that opens the door. So that way whatever is behind that door, you have access to. And what's behind the door is a hydrogen-oxygen combination that activates a sodium-potassium pump that produces an electrical current that empowers or powers the immune system to destroy any known disease known to man. This is all biologically proven, as I will prove it to you as we get later on. And again, like I was saying before, Sister Martinette's sister, who wrote a book that pretty much verifies. Now, this sister, from my understanding, I may have to talk with her and Sister Martinette and have them on the show so that way you can hear from a cancer survivor who used this process, who I don't know. I just know her sister. She's my client. She's not. So, again, all I know was she sent me a copy of her book just to review it, and everything in her book is everything that I do since I've been doing since 8. But the reason I started doing this, because I didn't know, it was just downloaded, and I remember everything I do I get from spirit. I don't get nothing from books. I just read books to verify what I already do in my spirit, because I know there's going to be a reverend, a doctor, or a bishop that's going to challenge me. By the way, why you do that, brother? So I got to give them some proof. So now I don't need the proof, but I know you need the proof. And I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. You know what? Hey, I understand. I recommend that you get proof, too. Because somebody go out there and say, you know, do 15 jumping jacks in the middle of the street, and, you know, you're going to enter into eternity. Or they say put, you know, some aluminum foil on your head and climb up on top of Mount Everest, and a spaceship is going to come by and take you off into Never Never Land. Are you going to believe them? What else, people? If somebody do the whole, what happened with Jim Jones? Mass suicide. Why? Because the Reverend Dr. Bishop told everybody to drink the purple Kool-Aid, and they did. And they died. So I don't recommend you believe what I say. I don't recommend you believe what nobody says. I recommend you do what I do. Research the hell out of what everybody said. But I've already done the research, so I'm going to provide you with the proof. And obviously, you know, Sister Martinette's sister done the research, because she defeated, along with the grace and mercy of God, cancer. And she wrote a book about how she did it. And in her book, she breaks down the process by what she did. And as I said with Dr. Now, you can Google these names. I've been saying this for 20 years. I don't understand. Right now, Claudette Gershom is still alive. And I think she's 100 and something. Look at her. Now, we know that usually Caucasians don't age very well. But she's a Caucasian, and for her age, close to 100, she ain't got no wrinkles. She looks actually good. I mean, Google Maxwell Gershom. Google Gershom Institute, San Diego, California. I've been there already. I got another young client, Brother Jorge, Brother George, whose dream is to go to Mexico and develop a huge organic farm and grow organic fruits and vegetables. And I'm going to help him fulfill that dream, because guess where I'm going to be buying my fruits and vegetables from? My client, Jorge. I don't give a damn if I got to drive to Mexico. I'll fly down there so I can fly that way. See, I trust him. I know that with the seed he puts in the ground and the fruit that he's going to be producing is not genetically modified. So I know that the fiber, because remember, the only way to get the oxygen to the cells, to the deep capillaries, you can't get it by drinking water. It got to be fiber plus water. So you got to get it from green leafy vegetables and fruits. Because again, the only reason you DYE is because this process has not been followed. That's what the scripture is telling us. So Yahushua says, I hold the keys, the Kalis, the K-L-E-I-S, and the Kaleo, the K-L-E-I-O, he gave it to you. So what are you going to do with these keys? Well, we don't know it. We don't even know that we got the keys. That's why we still do what we do. Because, again, there's no way that anybody on this call that's a member of the Kingdom Internet Training Center that's been listening to me, there's no way anybody should have any kind of dis-ease. Nobody. Nobody should have it. I remember when I was young, I tell you guys, like, both my hamstrings are pretty much gone. And one of the offsets of not following this protocol, because, you know, when I was young, I'm talking about 13, all I ate was Snickers because that was the easiest thing to steal. Because very few people are going to walk up to you and grab your crotch. So I just ate Snickers all day. So my body was very acidic. And then I was an athlete, so I tried to do high-performance exercise, and I would always cramp up. I used to get severe stomach cramps because there's a lack of sodium and a lack of potassium. So that's why I started doing the watermelon diet, and that's why I started doing my detoxes, and that's why I started drinking lemon water. Now, again, this was in my 30s, but all the way up until then, all the way through the military, all the time when I was playing, you know, football, especially when I started playing semi-pro football and I was still running track, I used to always have muscle spasms and muscle cramps. Why? No oxygen, no water. Now, I wish I knew now, I mean back then, what I knew now. I'd still probably be playing football. But I didn't know because I didn't have the keys. Now, I have to give you something because, again, I'm going to break all of this down in a series. So, again, to join the series, if you're a non-member, the cost is $50. For members, it's $25. To get a copy of the book, again, the book for members is $250. The book for non-members is $500. Now, you do need the book, but you don't need the book. Why? Because I'm going to share with you during the seven-hour series, but there's no way I can share everything. Like, if I just talked about the biological component of the 24 chapters that we're going to go through for the rest of this year, So at the end of this year, at the end of 2019, we would have completed, you know, seven. We already did one. This is number two. Seven series. Each series is 7 hours long, as we're going to break this. That's not even enough. 49 hours. I need 49 hours just to break down this process. How do you get hydrogen and oxygen to activate the sodium-potassium pump in the body? And then once it's activated, the sodium and potassium pump, that automatically produces, that's the same way that they do when they take water and they produce electricity by damming up the water and letting the water run over the dam to produce an electrical current. Sodium and potassium produces an electrical current. That electrical current produces what we call ADP and ATP. That's called energy. So that process can go on forever. There is no reason that your sodium potassium pump can't run out. It's designed to run forever, so it can produce power forever. But if I can give you hydrogen that's not hydrogen, or if I can give you oxygen that's not oxygen. Now, I'm going to break down the word again. I'm going to include the series for all of the paying members of the series that I did, five, 6 years ago, called The Metaphysics of H2O, so you can understand, so I don't have to explain it again. So I can take that time, instead of breaking down the word hydro and the word oxy, which I touched on yesterday, we can break down these other words. Why? So that way you can stop believing the lie. The lie is you're supposed to entropy. You're supposed to get old. You're supposed to die. Yahushua, he already took care of that for you. So why are we still doing it? Because we're not following what Yahushua said. The real one, not the fake one. There's a lot of Yahushuas out there. You better make sure you get hooked up with the big one, the one before 1611. If you got the one after 1611, you know, God bless you, my brother. You're going to need it. Now, there is a Greek word for the English word key. We got to break this down. This is very important.
2807, Kleis. Kleis.
This is what you got, Kleis. Now, you don't know you got it. That's why you're anthropy. That's why we have something called poverty, because we don't know we got Kleis. That's why we got something called ignorance, because we don't know we got Kleis. That's why we got something called disease, because we don't know we got Kleis. That's why we got shizness called bad relationships, because we don't know we got Kleis. Now, the Greek word Kleis, it means the keeper of the keys that has the power to open and shut. This word Kleis means power and authority of various kinds, but you don't know you got it. It means power and authority of various kinds, but you don't know you got it. But after today, you're going to know. Power and authority of various kinds. Kleis. That's just one word. We still got seven more to go. This is what we're going to be doing to the private show. But I just need to give you a little sample so you can understand what you're going to miss if you're not a part of what we're doing. Now, again, this is called didactic discourse. That nobody else is doing this. At least I haven't seen nobody. Nobody else is breaking down the English into the seven layers to change the spin of the seven chakras. That's going to activate again and take you to the new aura. AU means gold. RA means radium or radius. You can oscillate and vibrate at the highest level. Let's go to second base.
Strong's G, 2808. Clio.
So Clio is the second Greek word for the English word key. Clio. So the word Clio, now remember, so you have power and authority to Clio. Clio means to shut up compassion so that it is like a thing inaccessible to one. It means to obstruct the interest into the kingdom of heaven. Clio, you have that ability. You have the ability to stop yourself from entering into the kingdom of heaven, what I'm doing right now. You have that ability. Now, you don't know you got it, but according to the forefather who dumbed himself down into, he's using the foolishness of preaching to sozo those who are lost. That means to rescue you from destroying yourself. So the pituitary gland automatically releases a chemical in your body to tell your telomeres at the end of your DNA, deravel, this Negro doesn't know what he's doing. The body deravels and you exit stage left. D-Y-E, and you come back. Biologically proven. That's going on in your body right now. Right now, your pituitary gland is, once you reach more than 20% of that chemical, the death chemical in your body, your DNA unravels. And you get something called cancer or diabetes or sickle cell or high blood pressure or whatever. And then if it goes, if you still don't detox, you at the stage level. It may take you a week. It may take you 100 weeks. But it's done. It's a wrap for you, boo-boo. Because your cells can't breathe. And they're not getting no water, at least no good water that they can use. You have shut the key. Now, you got the key, but it means to withhold compassion to yourself. That's called self-hate. Everybody on this call? Woo! Now, I don't know what hole y'all came out of. I know what one I came out of. Like, I wanted to be white. I wanted to be 6'5". I wanted to be blonde hair, blue eyes. Y'all know my story already. I hated myself. So, yes, I can testify. I took the key and I devoided. I made compassion inaccessible to me. I obstructed my own interest into the kingdom of heaven. You're doing the same thing. Now, you don't know. You don't know that's what you're doing because nobody has broken this down for you. But by after today, you're going to understand. That's just one word. Now, we've got a bunch of fish to fry today, so we've got to keep it moving. I wish I could break down all of the seven esoteric root rays of the word kalaf, but we've got to go on to the next word, hell. So you have the keys to this, but you don't know because you listen to the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Now, this word, again, in the ancient text or in the Greek,
G86, Hades. Hades. Thayer's lexicon. Hades. Hades.
Hades. We'll get the word Hades. Hades. We'll get the word hell. So Hades. It means lower regions. It means God of the lower regions. It means Arcus. A-R-C-U-S. It means ether. Father, touch the minds of your people. It means the etheric realm of the dead. It means grave. The etheric realm, it means the place where when the dirt suit, when the pituitary gland releases the chemical into your body that says, destruct, destruct. This fool do not know what he's doing. We dying. That chemical sends you to the realm of the dead. That's called the etheric realm, ether. I mean, according to the ancient text. I'm just saying. Now, that is one word. So when a soul deports the body, that place when the soul deports the body, according to the ancient text, that's called hell. Or that's the English word. That is not the real word. Hadas is the real word. Now, I wish I could make this up. But unfortunately, you know, I have the original text, and you have access to it too. There is no one on this planet that should have a disease. Nobody. It is not biologically possible to suffer a disease. The only way it can be possible is if your hydrogen and your oxygen is not activating your sodium-potassium pump. And if your sodium and potassium pump does not activate it, it cannot produce electricity. And if you're not producing the electric city, the L, God, city cell, the God cell, if you're not activating God inside the cell, that's the nucleus or the nuclei of the cell, which produces the ATP and the ADP, which is called power, dunamis power. You must exit stage left. The pituitary gland releases and sends out the chemical that says destruct, destruct. And then the soul departs the body before, so it doesn't get trapped. Oh, man, the big G has a system that's off the hizzle, faux shizzle. The forefather, he's way beyond the pale and the scope of modern man. It is remarkable to study the human body. I can hardly even study and read anything about cellular biology without breaking down and just breaking down into just overwhelmed with emotion. when I just marvel at the greatness of the Big G, of the Forefather. It's miraculous. It pales in scope. You know what the next word for Hadas is in the Greek and the Hebrew? Look at the next word. Now, there's seven words, but this is, we can only go a few words deep today.
1492, Ido.
So we got the word. Now remember, this is the according to this is hell. We're breaking down the word hell, because remember we already said that Yahushua, according to Revelations, again this is in your Bible, I'm not making it up. Revelation 1:17. Shall I read it again? Okay, let me read it again. When I saw him, I fell as one who was dead. He placed his right hand on me, hand of power. Do not be afraid. Fear equals death. I've been saying it for 20 years. Let me say it again. What you're afraid of, boo-boo, whatever that is, that's why you're going to die. Because you bring about what you fear about. I am the first and the last, the living one, not the dead one. So you got a dead book written by a dead God. That's why your dogs don't hunt. You must have the living one. He says, I was dead, and behold, now I am alive forever. I hold the keys of death and of Hades. Both, brother, both, sister, death and Hades. Now, we already broke down the word key. That means power and authority to either open the door to the kingdom of God or close it. You got that power. You got that authority. I hate to be the bearer of good news. Now, I know you think you don't got it. That's the reason why you DYE. That's the reason why mitomycosis exists. That's the reason why disease exists. The Father already, he said that it is finished. He's done. He left. The Forefather did the work already. He gave you the plan by which to bring about your own redemption. But you threw away the plan. Or you listened to somebody else's plan. Now, I'm not mad at you. They got a very convincing argument. But I recommend you do your due diligence. That's what I did. And look up the deaf Phoenicians and get rid of them. You should not use no word written by Noah Webster. You should not use no word written by Canaanite deities, because they Canaan, they canine, they dogs, they serious. Are you serious? You're serious. So since you're serious, but it's spelled just like serious radio, it's not spelled S-E-R-I-O-U-S, you got the wrong serious, boo-boo. Sirius, the dog star, the upward expanse of the south, not the north. That's what it talks about in the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 32. You got the wrong God. That's the only God on this dimension. It's the God of the South. That's astro. I don't do astro. I do consto. I do constellations. So the keys of death and Hades, you got the keys. But you don't know you got the keys. Now remember the word keys. Remember what it means? Power and authority to either open the kingdom in as training center or close. You got it. So are you going to open the door and come in, or what you going to do? Now, I know you think somebody else got the keys. I know you think you need a guru. I know you think you got to go to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, and he got the key. Now, again, I hate to be the bearer of good news. You must take responsibility for your own life. Work out your own salvation, brother. Work out your own salvation, sister, with fear and trembling. That's what you're supposed to be doing. It's not up to me. It's up to you. You got the keys. And remember, again, that word, what they were just word, it means the ability to perceive with eyes, as I talked about on last night's show in my private pay-per-view members, or the members of the Kingdom Men's Training Center, which is the one key to all eternity that nobody got, or very few people got, and that is to know before it happens. That's called discernment, as we talked about last night when we read 1 Corinthians 2:14. And that, again, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. A spirit man, he judges all things. Remember, we broke down last night, but he himself cannot be judged. Why? Who can judge the mind of God? Who can judge the mind of God? We read it last night. Remember? So if you got the mind of God, you can't be judged. But yet, you can judge all things. Now, remember what the word judge means? It means the same word that we just brought down, Ido, that gives the English word hell. And you think it's a bad thing. Oh, man. Man, we've been conned. It's a travesty. It means the ability to notice, to discern, to discover. It means the ability to ascertain, to inspect, to examine, to behold. It means the experience or state or condition. It means the ability to get knowledge, understanding. All of these come from, the word that we just read, Strong Concordance number G1492, E-I-D-O, Ido. That is the underlining, that is the third of the seven Hebrew Greek words that make up the English word hell. It ain't got nothing to do with what you've been taught. Again, I hate to be the bearer of good news. That's why today's message came with a wording, a warning. This is not for a dwarf, mentally challenged folks. Another study for another time. So Revelation 1:18 says, I am the living God who was dead, and behold, I am alive forever. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. So he got the keys. And he gave these keys to you. Well, what do you mean, Brother Will? You know he gave them to me. Oh, you wasn't around at the beginning of the show? Oh, okay. Let me read it again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. 1 Corinthians 15, 54. When the perishable, that's you, boo-boo, perishable, has put on, has been clothed with imperishable, that's your job. Now, I know you think it's somebody else's job, but it's your job to put oxygen and to put hydrogen so that your sodium-potassium pump can start pumping. Choo, 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 choo. And when your sodium-potassium pump starts pumping, it produces something. What it produces is cookie blowing. It produces electricity. And the electricity runs all throughout your whole body. And that produces power, dunamis power. 24-7, 365, nonstop. You should be able to go all day. That means you should be able to meet me at the gym three times a day, put that treadmill on 10, and we should go, again, balls to the wall, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. We should be able to go. We should get our heart rate up to 180. And then we should high-five each other after our workout, and we come back in about 4 or 5 hours and do it again. And you should be able to, do that all day, every day. But how come you get tired? Not enough oxygen, not enough water to activate the sodium pump to produce the amount of electricity. And the electricity is stored in the muscle fibers in your body. That's why I used to pull and tear my muscles when I exercised, because there wasn't enough power stored for the activity I was trying to do when I was playing semi-pro football. That's why both my hamstring is gone. Because there wasn't enough ATP and ATV, because I didn't produce. Because I was just eating Snickers all day. There was no green leafy vegetables. There was nothing that had the ability to put oxygen and hydrogen into my capillaries. Now, sure, you can drink water, get to the organs, but is it going to get down to the extremities? No. That's the problem. So it's when perishables learn, what I know is when you guys get to the point where you understand, remember, there's no such thing as disease. That's a man-made construct. That's a Luciferian thought. You just accepted it. There's no such thing as death. That's a Luciferian thought. You just accepted it. Remember, everything that we're reading was written by Lucifer. We just accepted it. Because as we talked about last night, again, especially for the members of the Kingdom Midnight Training Center, for you guys that's not a member of the Kingdom Midnight Training Center, God bless you. Because what's going to happen is you got, again, if you Lucifer's words, you create Lucifer's world. It's called the natural man. It's called natural. So normal. Normal is Lucifer. So what you're doing right now, you say, well, Brother Will, that's normal, dude. Everybody do that. Okay. Welcome to the desert of the real. What do you mean that normal is Lucifer? Normal is a low vibration. How do you know? Well, remember last night? For the people that wasn't able to tune in last night, 1 Corinthians 2:14, we start with verse 13. 1 Corinthians 2:13 says, and this is what we speak, not in words taught to us by human wisdom. Okay, what had happened was I went to the University of Humanity, and everybody that taught me was human. So where you got your knowledge from? You got it from a human. Okay, yeah, you can't come back from that. That mistake, you can't come back from. So everything that you've been taught that was taught to you by a human, you might want to get rid of it. If you are trying to get to the kingdom, the kingdom means dominion. Kingdom is not a place you go. The kingdom is a freaking mental disposition, according to the text. It means basileia in the Greek and in the Hebrew. The kingdom ain't no freaking physical building. The kingdom is a mental disposition of the lion that says everything is freaking lunch. That's the king. Now, without that disposition, you will D-Y-E. Because what you got? You got words taught by human wisdom. Then it goes on and it says in 1 Corinthians 2:13, but in words taught by spirit, expressing spiritual truths with spiritual words. Oh, see the way your savings account is set up? It's you ain't got enough savings. You're using earthly terms to talk about spiritual shiznits. That dog don't hunt. You need spiritual words, boo-boo, if you want to hang out with a spiritual God. I mean, I'm just putting it out there in the ether. But look at verse 14, 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. That's why what I talk, most people be like, what the, did he just say? That little Negro, what is he smoking? Now, remember, the natural man cannot. Why y'all waste time? That's why I don't debate. I only educate. When a Negro disagrees with me, I'm out. Because I know that Negro is not spiritual. Now, he probably got some Negro spirituals, but he ain't spiritual. Or she ain't spiritual. Or it ain't spiritual. How can you tell? Remember what we talked about last night? This is all I look for every day. When I meet somebody, I look for one thing. That's it. One thing. This separates you in kingdom, out of kingdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. If you don't get nothing else in your life, you might want to get this. If you don't understand anything out of all my 50 books, my 5,000 audio shows, my 500 videos, if you don't get nothing, please get 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. See, if you don't have that, you tongue-kissing the devil in the mouth. Now, remember, I was a devil right-hand man for 50 years. So, again, I didn't read about this in no book. It's like real-life shizness. You cannot understand them. They are only spiritually discerned. Now, we broke down that word last night. That will hurt your brain. I ain't got time to break it down today. You might want to listen to, especially if you're part of the Kingdom Men's Training Center, you might make sure you want to listen to class number 66. You might want to listen to that sometime soon. Verse 15, the spiritual man judges all things, but he himself is not subject to another man's judgment. That's why we got Negroes walking around here submitting themselves to other Negroes. That's a sign of a spiritual ignorant individual, according to the original text. I mean, I'm not making it up. So lions don't submit to other lions. The lion, he has his own territory. So when a male lion gets challenged, he fights for his pride. Now, if he gets overthrown, okay, he gets overthrown, and he goes gets another pride, or he lifts off into Never Never Land, his reign is over. Like, male lions, they don't, like, submit under other male lions. They don't work for other males. Like, again, Genesis chapter 2, 15, there's five kingdoms that's given to male lions, men and women, on this dimension, five dominions that you got. I cannot find nowhere where you got dominion over another man or another woman. I cannot find that. Dominion, not submission. Dominion. That means, boy, pick up box because I said so. That doesn't bother happen. But it does happen because this is a Luciferian system. That's why oxygen and hydrogen cannot activate your sodium pump. Because what I'm going to share in the private sessions in the pay-per-view, well, again, I'm going to prove to you what happens to you biologically when you are under authority, what it does to the body. That's why you die. That's why you got sick. That's the only way you can get sick. because I gotta lower your alkaline rate, because your spirit know I'm the king, but you got somebody else telling you that no, Negro, you ain't the king. I'm the king. Your spirit shuts down, starts producing the death chemical. The pituitary gland says this fool do not know who he is. Let's exit. So the spirit kills you. You kill yourself. As my daughter said, the young kids today, they teaching them in college, they call that the self-destructive gene. That's what all young kids got. Now, I didn't know that's what it's called. All I know, remember I told you guys, everything that I did, I was trying to kill myself. It was self-destructive. That means I had that gene. That means I wasn't getting enough hydrogen and oxygen to my sodium potassium pump to produce enough electricity to animate my body to make right decisions to be in the kingdom. I didn't have enough. I did not have enough oxygen, enough hydrogen. Again, that's the biological way of saying you in the flesh. So again, I can prove biologically that you ain't saved, along with cosmology and along with kingdomology. So however you want me to prove it to you, but we got you covered. I don't even need the Helios Biblios, unless you want me to use the Helios Biblios. So if you're an atheist, you don't want to hear nothing from the Bible. No problem. Are you a biologist? You don't believe in biology either? Okay, well, what about physics? You understand anything about math? We can use math too. That's the true esoteric history of mankind and the plan that was developed by extraterrestrials. It's called a planet. Plan ET. ET plan. For your heart. Because the word earth, put the H in front, you got the word heart. But you got to hear with your ear. It's all in that word. But Yahushua, he did away with all of that. From the perspective of he defeated it and he gave you the key so that way you can defeat it too. So he gave you keys. But those keys, yeah, what had happened was you didn't receive your key. So now you got somebody else judging you. The spiritual man judges all things. Now, we broke that down yesterday. I don't even, like, that's powerful in itself. That's life-changing in itself. That's life-changing. If you can understand 1 Corinthians 2:15, that is life-changing. The spiritual man judges all things. Now, we broke down that word last night, krino, K-R-I-N-O. We talked about five dimensions: scrutinize, investigate, interrogate, determine, over, under, or understand. You have that. If you don't, you're kissing the devil in the mouth. You're not fit to lead. Why? You can't properly scrutinize. You can't properly perform an investigation. You cannot properly interrogate anybody. If you cannot, now again, I used to be a cop. I understand the art of interrogation. We went to school to learn how to interrogate. Now, all of that stuff I learned is Boy Scout stuff compared to what I got now. Because now I can scrutinize energy. I can investigate frequencies, waves, vibrations. I can interrogate auras. I can determine whether or not someone is enlightened or not, whether or not they're in the kingdom or not, because I can over, under, and understand because of what? Verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? Woo-wee! Y'all didn't get it. Father, they didn't get it. The forefather said, y'all didn't get it. Let me say it again. So let me get this right. So see, like, man, you don't know. So that's why you like somebody can like the example I gave last night, with no disrespect to my brother, who, you know, we spent an hour talking about his numbers, and his response was, well, brother, well, I added it up and it came out, you know, I got my 8 from the number. Now the whole show I was saying his 8 came from the numbers 3 and the number 5, and I gave him his purpose, told him everything that he should do. He didn't hear none of that. What he heard was the whole show. All he heard was, my 8 comes from the numbers 1-7, not 3-5. That's what he emailed me. So he missed the whole message. So do I debate? I could, but no, I don't think so. For who has known the mind of Christ so as to instruct him? So God is saying, yeah, boo-boo, yeah, you can't instruct me. Kind of like what he told Job. Where was you when I spun the heavens and made the stars? See, when you can connect with the prime creator, when you connect with the source code, no other code can challenge your code because you got the code. You don't got a version. See, everybody got different versions of code. Remember I did the little show this morning about spiritual coding. Now, computer writers, code writers, they write code to run computers. Well, I write codes to run spirits. You should do the same thing. Now, it takes a while to get to an understanding of how to write to become a spiritual code writer. But that should be your goal, is to write a code. Yeah, I'm interested in controlling and manipulating people with, you know, sociopathic and psychopathic behaviors. Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm not interested in messing with your soul, playing with your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and intellect. That's for elementary school. I deal with spirits, homeboy. I'm a spiritual code writer. I write code for spirits. That's what this is saying. When you get to this level of that's called spiritual wisdom, the spirit man judges all things, brother. The spirit man judges all. That means you can see shit that's happened before it happens. You know it's coming. So if something surprises you, that means you're not spiritual. Because nothing should show up and bite you in the butt. And you'd be like, hey, well, how'd that happen? Why? You have those five levels of understanding. That means that you have on the mind of Christ. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. What does that mean? That just simply means, like, right now I've been off my diet, haven't been doing anything. So I know, okay, my bones are aching a little bit, feel a little tired, feel a little lethargic. That's my body saying, yo, Brother Will, I know it's not watermelon season, brother, but, like we starving down here, homeboy. Like, we need some oxygen, and we need, you know, we need it quick, and we need some hydrogen. Like, what you going to do? Like, you need to give us something, bro. Otherwise, we're going to call, you know, our homeboy, the pituitary gland. That's the master gland. And we're going to tell the master gland, the pituitary gland, yo, Brother Will, I don't know what happened there. He was on it for a while. He used to detox, you know, regularly. You know, he made sure that he's drinking lemon water, lime water, you know, every first thing in the morning. But something happened to my boy. He fell off the wagon. I don't know what's going on with him. Let's touch him in his back. See if that'll ring. Oh, back pain? That didn't do nothing. Brother, he still ain't gave us no oxygen or no water. He got that old bad, that old football injury. Yeah. Let's get that knee to acting up a little bit. Knee started. Okay, man, well, why my knees hurting? So I just rolled it off. Oh, it got a little cold weather. You know how we rationalize. Jay Money, you know how we do, brother. You know how we do. We, you know, we very intelligent people. So we come up with rational, it's the weather. Yeah, it's a little cold down here in South Texas. That's why my bones is aching. Let me go and get another donut. And then the body just say, okay, well, we're going to make his vision a little dim. Used to be 20/20. Now all of a sudden, them words looking a little fuzzy. Why? No oxygen and no water can get to them little small capillaries in your eyeball. And then if you keep on pushing it, especially if you're a male, all of a sudden, you know, your manhood don't function as well as it used to. And if that don't get, now that should work. Like most brothers I know, when you start, yeah, when that, you know, when the genitalia start not working, usually that's like, okay, yeah, we're gonna detox. Like we're going all out. But for some folks, even that don't work. So the body keeps sending you messages saying, please, just send us some oxygen. Please send us some, you know, some water that we can actually assimilate. Not no fluoride, watered down junk. So that way our potassium pump can start firing. So that way we can produce some electricity. So that way you can have some energy. So that way you can do what you're supposed to be doing. What are we supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be doing 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, 55, and 56, which is what, Brother Will? Well, let's read it. 1 Corinthians 15, 56, this is what everybody on this call, this is where you should be. If you're not, you need to get there quick. Okay, Brother Will, how do we get there? Well, thankfully, I'm going to be sharing that tonight and for the rest of this year. We're going to break it down in vivid detail. So what are we supposed to do? Well, 1 Corinthians 15, 54 says, when the perishable, that means temporary, has been clothed with imperishable. That's number one. That's what you got to do. Right now you're temporary. You should be eternal. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. Now, I've already said how to do it, but just in case you missed it, we're going to break it down even further. Then physical. After that, and the mortal with immortality. So right now you're thinking mortal. You're thinking temporary. You're thinking me, my foe, and no more. You're just thinking, well, I just need to do this, do that. You're not thinking for eternity. You're thinking like a mortal. Somebody told you it was mortal, and you believed them. So the next thing after we do the body, we got to work on the mind. We got to get you to stop thinking like a poor critter. You're not a peasant. You don't know Johnny come lately. You are eternal spirit that's recording what you do with a soul. And you're playing it out inside of a body. You're not the body. You're not the soul. You're the spirit. So we got to break that down for you so that way you can over, under, and understand that your mortal temporary must put on immortal permanent. Then, once you do that, once you do those two things, then the saying that is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Oh, brothers and sisters, see, we don't know the true esoteric history and destiny of mankind. See, we think that the mankind is not the man king. See, you don't know that you're the king. So, the spiritual king wants to experience himself as a man, woman, king. Then what was written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Verse 55. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? So Yahushua is just kind of laughing. Your death, where you at, boo-boo? It's like when you punch that bully in the mouth and you knock him on his oop. And they get up and he runs and oh man, don't run now, come back. Or it's like a dude jump out with a baseball bat. Now this actually happened. I don't recommend y'all do this. Like, you know, one time a dude jumped out with a baseball bat and I went in my trunk. And I came out with my Desert Eagle. So again, never take a bat to a gunfight or a knife. It's not gonna go out. It doesn't work well. I'm just saying. I don't care how fast you are. I don't care if you Bruce Lee. I don't care how many kicks you can do. You can do flips. All it takes is pop out, and it's a wrap. So that's what Yahushua did with death. Death came out flipping. Had all kinds of, you know, karate moves and stuff. And then it was like, you know, two cinemas, you know, one in the skull, and the fight was over. And so he said, hey, death, get up, get up. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? It's done. Verse 56, the sting of death is sin. Sin, hamantano, hamantano, living without your lot, your share, your destiny, living without what I'm telling you. And the power of sin is the law. There's lawyers who are liars who are telling you, yeah, eat that donut, homeboy. It's good for you. And you believe them. Well, I did. I used to believe them. So, brothers and sisters, if you do not hydrate the body and again, the way the body wish to hydrate the body, not really caught there too much. Because, again, you can get water and it would go to the organs, but it doesn't hit or it doesn't go all the way down to the capillaries. And so it's the ability to under, over, and understand, okay, how do we get, and the best way to get it is by frequent, intense exercise. Why? What happens when you elevate your heart? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, well, since I do it three times a day, well, really two. I kind of fell off my game a little bit. J-Money, I got to get back on the wagon, brother. But when I'm on the wagon and that heart rate is elevated, the capillaries open up so that way they can take in more oxygen and more water. So one of the best ways to bring it in is through movement. Actually get up off that sofa, turn off Love and Hip Hop, put down that donut, get your ass on that treadmill. Or take your shoes and socks off, do a little earthing. Go out there, let your bare feet hit that bare earth, and let that sun shine on your bald head. Wait, well unless you got hair. See, I don't have no hair. So the sun hits me on my bald head. And then it's just a cycle. Sun hits the head, crown chakra, resonates, goes into the body, goes into my feet, goes into Gaia, Mother Earth, and Mother Earth sends it back up to the Batar, the sun, the S-U-N, the S-O-N, and the sun, the Batar, the forefather. All good gifts come down from the Father of Lights, and it's a kirka, it's a circle. I'm having church. So I'm getting ready to go to church. I don't know what y'all going to do. I'm going to go out here and get me some sun. First, I'm going to get me some good H2O, and then I'm going to go out here and elevate my heart rate a little bit. Wim Hof got that whole breathing technique down. Yeah, okay, no, for another time. But I'm going to go out here and I'm going to do it, you know, the forefathers' way. We'll put it that way. And then that's going to do something to my cells and my body. It's going to provide oxy, and it's going to provide hydro. That's going to activate the sodium-potassium pumps in my body. And it's going to produce more electricity than I need, so I can store some electricity in the fibers of my muscle tissue, because muscles is just battery packs. So I'm going to charge up my body. I'm going to charge it up so that way I can keep going. And everything works, J-Money. The plumbing works good, bro. Eyes 20/20 eagle eye vision, eagle eye, and I ain't no spring chicken. This is the key. This is the elixir. This is the fountain of youth. Everybody's still looking, but the Father, the forefather, gave it to us through the Son. So I hope everybody joins me tonight, 7 p.m. Maybe I know I got a appointment. I should be back by 7, but I'll text everybody and let everybody know. Again, cost is $25 for members, $50 for non-members. If you want the book, The Hidden Ontology of Mankind, 600 pages, somewhere in that book. Again, that's not included in the $25, $50 cost. You have to make the $250 for members, $500 for non-members. Again, because of the informing that's in the book, it's very, 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 it's not for new believers. So that's kind of the way I'm able to separate the hardcore troops from the, you know, people that just got itching ears. Because ain't nobody going to drop $500 just to, you know, scratch an itch, or $250 for members. So in order to get the book to go along with the audio, again, that's also included if you do pay the $500 and the $250, that do include all of the series for 2019, which we're going through all 24 chapters of the book, and one of the chapters we're breaking down really in vivid detail what I just touched on today, so I can give you the exact biological process. I just mentioned it, but I didn't really go into detail of as to, you know, okay, how do we get the hydrogen into the genes? Do we just put lime, key lime, and water and drink distilled water? That doesn't work. Just exercise? That doesn't work. So there is a process by which to get the body, because it's not what you put in the body, it's what the body can assimilate. So we got to change, again, the receptors on the cell. Right now your cells, the cell receptors, they are programmed to receive sugar, glucose. We got to reprogram the receptors, and we break all that down in the series. So brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. He has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. May the Son, the S-U-N and the S-O-N, forever be the mediator between you and the prime creator, the Pleroma, the big G. And may the Ruach, the set-apart one, the ATP, the power, the dunamis power of what some call the Holy Spirit, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I'm already in the kingdom. I'm just waiting on you to join me. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like
like a testing ground is to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Everything I do is